That Russian troll farm linked to electioneer mischief here in the United States reportedly also hijacked the computers of U.S. teenage girls for likes. CBS News technology analyst Larry Magid with us live, this latest spooky dimension to the Russia story. Larry, to your understanding, how did this happen? What would be the goals? What would they hope to accomplish?
Trick the girls' devices into going to websites that they controlled or where they had posted content and possibly voting up some of their content so it would have more visibility. If you vote up content or if a content gets a lot of attention, it tends to get ranked higher in search engines. More people are likely to see it. So if they wanted to get whatever their posts that they had put up there, their propaganda, seen by more people, getting more likes from these girls is certainly one way to do it. It turned out that it wasn't very effective. The number of clicks that they got were surprisingly few. And nevertheless, the mere fact that they tried is a little creepy, especially when you think they're going after, you know, the most vulnerable among us, young kids.
Yeah, but why girls and not boys? There's just so much about this that is mind-boggling.
Yeah, I'm less thinking misogyny and more thinking the interest, the fact that girls really love music, and not that boys don't, but this was called a Face Music app, which allowed them to listen to music while browsing Facebook. So I don't know. I guess they could have gone after boys as well. But
and Facebook couldn't figure it out?
Facebook, I'm sorry, I'm laughing here because I was just reading their transparency report. In fact, if you go to larrysworld.com, you'll get some information on that. Facebook is really trying very hard to figure these things out in real time, and you'll see that they claim to be doing a better job than many of us are giving them credit for, but they were late to the party. They certainly couldn't have figured it out back in 2016. Let's put it this way.
Well, I mean, bottom line seems to be the Russians are apt to try anything almost on a whim, just see how it goes, see if it benefits their overall disinformation efforts.
That's right. You know, there's no rule book for this. It's not like there's a manual on how you disrupt an election using technology. I'm sure they're writing one and probably passing it around. It's probably in Russian, so I couldn't read it. But you're right. They were trying things, and some worked and some didn't. But at the end of the day, it seemed to have at least gotten our attention and disrupted things.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, Larry Magid, the latest on this strange new world of vulnerability. And forget about privacy, it seems. Thank you, sir.